Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, and I welcome you to another edition of Thoughts for Vision, inspirational topics to help get you through life. Thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio, and I thank all of you out there for listening today. If you want to find out any information you need about me, about Thoughts for Vision, whether it's the blog, the radio show, live stream channel, my social network pages, and many, many more, if you're interested in becoming a donor or a sponsor for Thoughts for Vision, you can now come to what I like to call now my one-stop shop. That's my new website, www.jackieap.com. Once again, any info that you need about me, about Thoughts for Vision, check out my new website, what I like to call my one-stop shop. Once again, www.jackieap.com. Once again, www.jackieap.com. I have it posted in the chat room. If you're able to get online, you can come check it out, copy it from the chat room, or definitely if you're listening later, definitely check out my new website. It's awesome. Once again, I thank my brother Oscar Price for designing and managing the website. And if you can use him for any of your website needs, check out his website, www.bigleaguebound.com. Once again, www.bigleaguebound.com. If you can use him for any of your website needs, check out my website again, www.jackieap.com. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. Today's topic, surviving your resurrection. Once again, today's topic, surviving your resurrection. As you know, it's the week before Easter. We think about a day when Jesus died on the cross for us. He took that lonely walk. When everyone forsook him, even when you think about it, the disciples forsook him. He had to take that lonely, painful walk to the cross, where he gave his life for us. He gave his life for us. And that's something pretty powerful. Think about, if you just think about just your typical human being, who's going to literally lay their life on the cross like that? Thank God it wasn't but one that did that, and thank God it was the Lord Almighty Jesus Christ. That's why we celebrate Easter. Is not, of course, about the chocolates, the eggs, nothing like that. It is about Jesus giving his life in remission of our sins. He died on the cross for us. He loved each and every one of us that much. He didn't die for just one person. He died for all of us. think about the sacrifice that he made. It's kind of hard to really take it all in when you think about, I know we've seen tons and tons of movies about that was depicted about Jesus Christ. One that really, as of recent, sticks in our mind, of course, is the Passion of the Christ. When you really, I mean, and that's just scraping the surface, I'm sure, of what Jesus really went through on that fateful day. But all I can say is thank God that he did that for us. And, I mean, it's just, it was just an awesome sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice. And this Sunday is approaching as we remember, always remember, and never forget what Jesus did for us on this week. But then, as you can see, the title of today's show, I titled it Surviving Your Resurrection. See, one thing, God never promised a carefree life, a trouble-free life. See, as Jesus suffered, we're going to suffer. Now, we may not be getting on no cross anytime soon, but this life does involve some suffering. You're going to go through trials and tribulations. And even as you're striving towards your goals, you're going to go through. You're going to run across some obstacles. You're going to run into some people along the way that just may not have your best interest at heart. Or just flat out don't want to see you succeed. I know we want to think that there's people out there. We don't want to really think that there's people out there that's not for us, but there's some people out there that, you know, they don't want you to make it. And that's a hard concept for us to really grasp. On one hand, you want to think that, you know, in general, people are supportive, and not that you're not going to have those people, those, as they say, ace boom coons that you know for sure are in your corner no matter what, but you will run across some obstacles, whether it's people or your circumstances getting in the way. But as Jesus set the example over 2,000 years ago, there is eventually going to take place a raising of the dead. He beat the grave in so many ways. We may have, within our life's walk, been through a sort of death. May have had emotional issues or mental issues or spiritual issues or physical issues. You know, you've been through a sort of death yourself. Like Jesus Christ, if you stay true to and focus on what you're doing, you're going to come out of it alive and well. You're going to come out of it. Sometimes as you're going through it, it may feel like death, but know that there's going to be raising after a while. That's what I just can't help but reflect on as I go through this Easter week, that we're going to eventually be raised from our death as well. Because he put in us the strength and courage, the will, and the determination to stick to our guns with something if we use it and really apply it to our lives. We don't have to run scared or avoid what's coming at us. We can just stand still and know that God has us in the palm of his hand. He has us. No matter what we go through, even as you're, like I said, striving towards certain goals in life. I want to read this is the book of Mark. This is the book of Mark, chapter 10, verses 29 through 31. I want to read this. It's coming out of the King James Version. Once again, from the book of Mark, chapter 10, verses 29 through 31. And Jesus answered and said, well, actually, let me start with the 28th verse, okay? So I'm gonna start Mark 10, 28 through the 31st verse. Then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. I want to read verse 30 one more time. Mark 10 and 30 one more time. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come eternal life. See, that stuff comes with persecution. With persecutions, with trials, with tribulations, all that. Like I said, he doesn't promise a carefree life. But you will have blessed life. He says nothing was held back from anybody that just left it all. You know, Peter was telling him, you know, we left all to follow you. And he let him know it's going to be made back to you a hundredfold. Whatever you left to follow me, you're going to get it a hundredfold. We get so afraid to really give it all to Jesus because we feel like we're losing something. Feel like we're losing something. But he lets you know, anything you left behind for my sake, I'm going to return it to you a hundredfold. That's why, in a sense, that's why you think about surviving your resurrection. There's a sort of resurrection that we're going to go through in this lifetime. There's a sort of death that we're going to go through. Like I said, whatever your trials or your issues, I mean, and you can think about the most painful thing that's weighed on your heart, on your mind, on your soul, on your spirit. I mean, it can really stop you in your tracks if you allow it to. It can make you want to run and not turn back, you know. It makes you want to run away. And to just say, forget it, it's too much trouble to really get over that hump. And so many people, you may be in that position right now where whatever you're going through seems to be weighing down on you so much that you truly just do not see a way out of it. But trust me, like Jesus did, you will eventually have your resurrection where you are being raised from the dead. And that's simply by giving all of our problems, all of our cares to the Lord. Bible says, cast all your cares upon me. Bible says, cast your cares upon me. Our cares are too much for us to handle. That's why the Bible says, cast them onto me. I'm sure you can look back at a time in your life where you tried to handle stuff on your own. And it just simply didn't work out. Because we cannot handle it. We cannot bear it. Some of you may be losing sleep at night, constantly worried about so many things, whether it's finances or your family or your career or whatever else that can be going on. But please know, a resurrection is coming for you as well. I just really want to put that in your heart as we are going through this Easter week. Think about when they rolled that stone away. I mean, it was nothing there. They were expecting to see Jesus in that tomb, but as they rolled that stone away. He was nowhere to be found. The grave couldn't even keep him down. You think about that moment on the cross where the people taunted him, spit at him, made fun of him. As he was dying on that cross, I mean, if you really take the time to even begin to try to absorb what happened on that day, our minds will never fully wrap around what he must have went through. Make no mistake, he went through it for us because he wanted to save mankind. He did it for us. And as he suffered, we're going to suffer as well. There's going to be periods of suffering. But the deal is to not let the suffering crush in on us and weigh us down. That's the mistake that we can make. It's letting those burdens just crush our spirit. Just remember that there is God looking down at you and is loving you for you. You don't have to be nobody else but you, because that's all who you can be anyway. I don't care how many times you try to be someone else. You can't be. Can only be yourself. God loves you just the way you are. He sure doesn't require you to be no one else now. People, that's a different story. You know, people are a different story, but God loves you exactly the way you are. And he's built us to last. Forget what car company has that. Actually, I think it's Chevy. I think it's Chevy that has that as a motto: built to last. I think it's Chevy, or it may be another car company. But that's how God built us. He built us to last. Through the trials, through the tribulations, he built us to last. You may get into our feelings of feeling unworthy or whatever have you, but know that we are very worthy in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, we are very worthy. We'll never be worthy enough on our own, but with Jesus, though. He is our mediator between us and God. All you simply have to do is accept his sacrifice that he made on the cross. The ultimate gift that he has given us All we have to do is accept that gift of salvation. The price that he paid to save all of us. Should never leave any of our minds. As Jesus survived coming back from the dead, we can, in a sense, do the same thing right here on this earth. What is that problem that you're going through right now that you know you really haven't turned over to God? That you really haven't released into his hands? I urge you to examine yourself during this week. See where in your life you can use resurrection with that's all I have to say about the topic today. I hope what I've said to you today has truly blessed your life. Thank you for tuning in today. Once again, I want to remind you, if you need any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, about becoming a donor or becoming a sponsor to Thoughts for Vision, you now check out what I like to call my one-stop shop. My new website, give that to you again, www.jackieap.com. Once again, www.jackieap.com. Check that out for any info that you need about me. Okay? I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the show today. Callie, see you on the phone. Thank you. And anyone else who is listening to the sound of my voice by whatever means necessary, by phone, by show page. Thank you so, so very much for tuning in to our Vision Radio Show today. And remember, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Take care. You have a wonderful evening, and I will see you on the radio tomorrow. God bless.